A Heart for Revival. Day 5. Five Seeds. Our text today is Psalm 126, 5 and 6. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Quoting E.M. Bounds, Ravenhill penned, "There are tears that are only surface slush of an iceberg," page 60, meaning there was no passion behind those tears, but simply an outward thaw of a frigid spirit. If one was good enough at crying, they had a job in New Testament times. In Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah, it is written, "Hired mourners would alternate between extravagant praises of the dead and calls upon the attendants to lament, or that, as was their wont, they would strike on their breast, beating their hands, and dash about their feet, or break into wails and mourning songs alone or in chorus." That's at page 317. And while they may suffice for those deserving an outward expression, that is not the weeping that moves the heart of God or brings revival. Spurgeon writes, "It is not every sowing which is thus insured against all danger and guaranteed a harvest, but the promise specially belongs to sowing in tears. When a man's heart is so stirred that he weeps over the sins of others, he is elect to usefulness. Winners of souls are first weepers for souls, and there is no birth without travail. So there is no spiritual harvest without painful tillage. When our own hearts are broken with grief at man's transgression, we shall break other men's hearts." What does it take to find your field to sow in tears? First is to get out of the house and into the field, meaning get reacquainted with the hopelessness of the lost. See the pain in their eyes and the hurt in their heart. As you sow, remember that seeds don't grow without water. Thus, each prayer needs a tear to quicken its germination. Recall the day of your salvation. Remember the guilt of sin that bore so heavy on your soul and how your tears of repentance sent your shame adrift. The prayer focus today, sow five seeds by praying for five people by name to be saved. And if five people don't come to mind quickly, commit to get out in the field to find them.